Hello, I'm Maggie Lee, and I'm delighted to be in conversation with the multi-talented author Joanne Harris to learn about her writing and life. Born in Yorkshire of a French mother and English father, Joanne's first bestseller was the acclaimed novel Chocolat, which she wrote in 1999 while working as a teacher in a boys' grammar school. Now, Chocolat was your third novel, and it's a very different book from your two earlier novels, which we've just talked about, The Evil Sleep. And Sleep, Pale Sister, which your mum didn't like because there were horror and ghost stories. You've said before that you were surprised by the book's success. Why?
Well, because it was exactly what I'd been told not to write.
By whom?
I had by everybody. The publishing industry doesn't always know what it wants until it's got it. It's always looking for something new. And yet it's attracted to things that replicate something else, which is a weird kind of publishing dichotomy here. And I'd written these two books, one which was ostensibly a vampire novel, one which was a kind of gothic ghost story. People expected me to keep writing those, but they weren't really in my voice and they weren't what I wanted to do forever. I didn't want to be Anne Rice. I didn't want to repeat what I'd done. And so... So my first publisher dropped me because my second book wasn't enough like my first book. My second publisher dropped me because my second book wasn't like the things that I was writing at that point. And I went to my agent and said, I've got this story and it's different. And he said, oh God, not again. And he sent my manuscript, my then manuscript, to one of his chums in the States, a guy who was also a literary agent called Al Zuckerman. And so Al Zuckerman read my manuscript and he sent me like 20 pages of feedback on it, all of it quite strongly negative. And I can kind of remember it. But he said basically, yeah, you can write, but you're completely writing the wrong thing. You need to find yourself a brand and stick to it. This book, it's okay, but it's set in a little village and nobody wants to read a story about a little village because villages aren't exciting enough. You want to set your story in a city, a big city like New York. And I was thinking, okay, like I've never been in one. The biggest city I've ever been is like Leeds. And he said, yeah, and also what's with the old people? Why are there so many old people in your story? That's not interesting. Old people don't have exciting things happen to them. And also there's the business of the sex scene. You need a sex scene early on in your novel and you can't have the old people doing that. So you get rid of all that. And also, why are you writing about food so much in here? Do you want to write a cookbook? Go off and write a cookbook. It has no place in fiction. And so I went off and I thought, right, okay. I'm going to write a book and it's going to be exactly the opposite of everything Al Zuckerman has told me. And it's going to have food in it and old people. Then I went off and wrote Chocolat and it did fine.
In Conversation with Joanne Harris is a Limehill production presented by Maggie Lee and produced by Simon Walcott.